Welcome to another episode of
In Case You Missed It.
And if you missed it, what were you doing this morning that you weren't listening?
No excuses. What were you doing?
What was more important than listening to us this morning? Anyway, glad you're here to catch up. One of the things we talked about, Tony, was a lady had her belly button removed and tried to give it to her boyfriend.
Had her belly button took off, y'all.
Hey, let's talk about belly buttons. You want to?
Let's do.
All right, first we'll tell you the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know this was a thing that could be done, and it's awful.
There's always new things.
A lady who had her belly button removed. She now regrets it. It was an impulsive decision. No, darling, buying some suckers at the Walmart in the line's an impulse decision. Having your belly button surgically removed is not impulsive. That you thought that out.
Yeah, right. You don't just wake up and go, man, today's going to be boring. I think I've cut my belly button off.
She's from Guadalajara, Mexico, and she got mad at her family because they disapproved of her way of life. They were unimpressed with her tattoos and extreme body modifications, so that made her mad. So she decided to remove her belly button in spite of them because that's what makes us human. So she was undoing the umbilical cord to her family, I guess. Then she gave it as a present to her boyfriend.
Well, that's a strange gift now, to give to somebody.
I'm just going to say, as a guy, and just a heads up for you ladies out there, I'm just going to be real honest with you. None of us want your belly button.
I think giving somebody a belly button, that's more of a dirty Santa.
You want to save that. What's this? That's my belly button.
You'll try to swap me out of that?
you big kidder. Got you there, didn't I?
Give a belly button to somebody.
I guess the only thing she's got going for her now is that you don't have to worry about where the lint goes.
True.
You'll never have to.
That black funk that gets around it.
Right. Never. Yeah.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, though.
You think Hallmark's going to start this soon? Tony had a great fake news interview with one of the best horror villains that's ever been.
Definitely.
Freddy Krueger.
Would you look in there? Freddy Krueger. Get in here.
Freddy.
Freddy, you got that ear thing going on. Can you hear me through them headphones?
You better speak up. Must be my deaf ear.
We got you some fresh bacon for stopping by.
How sweet. Fresh meat.
Oh, and you made homemade eclairs. Word.
Your nose.
Give me back my nose, Freddy Krueger. All right, so what's your favorite, Snow White or Cinderella?
I don't believe in fairy tales.
Do you think you could beat this Jason in a twerking contest?
Not strong enough yet. Well, I will be soon enough. Until then, I'll let Jason have some fun.
I feel like I'm getting some eczema right here on my face.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Before we let you go, you got any tips on getting into haunted houses for free?
Tell Freddy sent you.
Awesome, Freddy Krueger.
Freddy.
Come back when you can stay longer.
This morning we also had a little argument about what was the top of candy corn, the yellow or the white.
Little argument.
Tony and I are having a terrible disagreement.
It's gotten a little bit more than I thought.
And I really didn't think it would turn into anything like this. I mean,
we can still be friends.
I mean, I guess. I don't
still
know,
like
though.
You,
I mean,
but you're weird.
I'm probably gonna unfriend you on Facebook now. Block you at least.
Your granny wears combat boots.
See?
This is getting out of hand.
So on Facebook this morning, we've asked the question, what color is the top of candy corn? And you've got two options, yellow, the right answer, or white, the wrong answer.
The white, the part that would be sticking into the imaginary cob if candy corn had a cob.
Here's where we're at right now. Shannon Birdwell says yellow, so obviously a well-thought-out human being there.
Go be wrong today, Shannon.
Brenda Walden Curtis, obviously somebody else with sense, says yellow. And then Pamela Hansen says white. So she's agreeing with you. Gene Austin Bilbrey agrees with you.
Because he's a smart man. Probably educated. Yeah.
Another yellow here from Jimmy LaVon Galt.
Probably has educated white, parents.
White. And then Robbie Miller says never touch it. Yeah, but so you haven't touched it, Robbie, so you can't have an opinion?
Who ain't ever touched candy corn?
I don't know.
Everybody's touched and had candy corn.
But just so you know, all the answers that were white are wrong.
No. If you have a piece of candy corn and you set it down right there in front of you, it would the white piece would be facing upward, thus the top, and that's the first part that you nibble when properly eating a candy corn.
Okay.
And then you spit the rest of it out and throw it in the trash.
On this debate, it's all over the internet right now, too.
It's divided the nations, what it's done, ain't it?
Something else just dividing us.
See, there,
that's
just
all it is.
Whenever we move a little bit closer from Russian collusion in the Putin debate,
I know, now
boom,
this.
Now it's the corn thing.
The argument that one person puts out is that it's not even real corn. What the? It's a candy triangle. So if you call it a candy triangle, and in the triangle, the narrow point is the top. So if we're calling it a candy triangle, okay, I'll go with you on that. But it's obviously candy corn, always has been. The top of corn is the big piece, just like here.
But you're saying that because if it was on a cob, that's the part you eat first.
Yes.
You're eating
you understand. No, I'm eating the top of the corn.
You're eating the bottom. You're biting candy corn butt first. You're candy corn butt biters is what you are. All of you. If you agree with Jason, you're a butt biter.
Oh, no, you're not. You're right. Mm-mm. You're right. It's okay.
Wrong.
Yeah, go comment on Facebook. Let us know what you think.
What makes you want to argue every morning? Y'all got to stop this.
Well, we don't want to make you argue. We're trying to get you to think a little bit.
Well, did you see the picture that I posted?
Are you the one who posted the one that made it look like corn on the cob?
Yes.
Yeah, I did see that.
That settles the argument. I'm with Jason.
I totally agree with you.
You're eating it just like, and technically you shouldn't eat the cob, so you shouldn't eat that white and orange piece.
Yeah, that white part's that little crusty piece that goes into the cob.
That's the part you eat first. Y'all are eating the wrong end just because it's facing you.
The pigs eat that part. The pigs eat that part. You throw that part to the pig.
Yeah.
Don't eat that.
Yeah, if this was real corn, but if you want to, okay, let me ask you this. If it was called a candy triangle, not candy corn, would white be the top then?
Who would want to eat a candy triangle?
Exactly. Boy, I tell you what, you are smart. Where are you a doctor at? I mean.
Got your master's in candy corn.
How is Harvard this morning?
it's rough.
Yeah.
You know, technically, it's just white, guys. I don't eat it myself, so. I don't like moon pies. I think they taste
whoa. Hey. Don't be talking bad about moon pies.
They taste like a stale graham cracker with marshmallows.
Whoa. Well, I'm going to have to take your degree from Harvard back now.
Man, look at the time.
Yeah.
Well, this listener just went south fast.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it.
See you. Y'all have a good day.
All right, bye. The top of candy corn, is it yellow or is it white? That's the hard-hitting question this morning.
I can't believe y'all two kids arguing over candy corn.
I know it. If Tony would just shut up and agree with me, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
I ain't shutting up because I'm right.
Hell, come tell you, I don't know. Hell, I'm going to say the white's in the middle, but I could be wrong.
Well, you are wrong because white's not in the middle.
The white's on
white's
the top.
At the bottom.
It's on the top.
Bottom.
It's the top. Hey,
I'm going to let you know bottom. I'm going to go buy some candy corn today, and y'all going to hear from me tomorrow.
And you'll take a bite of the top first, which is the white, which is the right way to eat it.
I bite the white first. That doesn't mean it's the top.
You're
just because you bite
top.
It first doesn't mean it's the top.
It's the top, JC.
The girls, y'all calm down.
Dang it, give me
look,
something.
Tony's getting upset now. Lord.
Calm down, girl.
I can't help it.
Tony.
You're hard on my blood pressure.
It was story time with Tony earlier.
Aw.
It's another Tony Tales.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, there was a zombie outbreak, and Miranda Lambert was the last human that wasn't a zombie. Zombies had surrounded her mansion, but a zombie named Tony finally broke inside. Hi, Miranda! I know you in here. I had all your albums back before I was a Walking Dead fella. Hey, Luke Bryan's a zombie too. Keith Urban bit him. And now they're out hunting and slashing and loving every day. Sorry, zombie Luke Bryan jokes crack me up. Where you at, Miranda? I sure would like to bite you. I ain't one of them chew your face zombies, though. I'm more of a nibble and cuddle zombie, Miranda. I just want somebody to walk around with if you're up there. Stinks walking around alone. About that time, zombie Tony smelt kerosene. Hey, Miranda, I think I smell kerosene. Then Miranda Lambert jumped out of a closet and threw a match on him. Burn, zombie Tony, burn! Oh, it feels great to be the last woman to lure you in with a false sense of security, only to torture your emotions. Burn, zombie Tony. Well, zombie Tony didn't get to bite his dream woman in the end. But later on, Tim McGraw did. The end.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. All right, here's a reminder to never give up on your dreams, no matter how old you get or how silly your dreams might be.
Age ain't nothing.
There's a 94-year-old World War II vet named Frank Walsh.
Heck yeah.
He lives in a retirement home in Portland, Oregon. And he recently told somebody about his dream of joining a high school marching band. So he's 94. His dream was to be in a high school marching band.
Wow.
All right.
What'd old Frank do?
Well, he graduated 75 years ago, so it made it tough for him to get into a high school band. Mm-hmm. Plus, he had no musical background and didn't play any instruments, so when you talk about a crazy dream, this is it.
Right.
But dreams come true. The band director at a high school down the street heard about it and came up with the idea of putting him on cymbals.
Cool.
Because, I mean, you know,
yeah,
you just have
can
to
handle that.
And you're done.
Boom.
Well, it didn't work at first because they were too heavy for him. I mean, he's 94. So they took some lighter cymbals off a drum set and added some handles for him, and he got to practice at home.
Sweet.
Now, they didn't do any marching with him, but he got to perform with the band on the sidelines at a football game this month on senior night, which is kind of perfect.
Yes, you know? It is. Age of 94.
He had a little trouble keeping up with the tempo, but he played several songs with him. And his girlfriend.
Go, Frank, go.
94-year-old guy with a girlfriend played in the high school band. This guy's got it going on. She sat next to him the whole time.
Oh, a little Casanova. Yeah.
And he talked to a local reporter there at the game, and he was pretty excited about it. He said, I have health and love, and now this.
Wow.
How cool is that?
What a man, Frank.
Yeah, to Frank, the high school band, and the band director, y'all are
real good.
Thank y'all so much for listening to today's podcast of
In Case You Missed It.